Hey everyone, and welcome to the Four Pillar Podcast. So this week, like I've said over the past couple of weeks, we're going to be bringing on a guest, and today I'm bringing on my good friend who I've known, God, since when? When have we known each other?
It's been a while, you know. It's been a long time, literally.
Maybe when I was 11? You'd have been around 11 then as well.
Yeah, when I was a little youth.
Oh God, you remember them days?
Yeah, back in the day.
Literally my only friend in West Byfleet, New Hoy area.
Yeah, I remember.
Everyone hated me. Yeah.
Someone had to come and be your friend, right?
Yeah, exactly. I was just like the little loner of the group.
So funny.
Everyone wanted to beat me up.
You had that look about you, that's why.
Yeah, I know. That little geezer from London, they were like, why is he here?
I'm down, yeah, that's it, that's it. And everyone's like, who's the new kid on the block?
Yeah, let's beat him up. Oh, okay then, cool.
Stop you.
And come save my life.
Yeah, man, I came and, show you the ways of the Surrey.
Yeah, literally. So yeah, I didn't even say your name. So this is my mate, Ruben. Ruben is also a personal trainer. So yeah, let them know a little bit more about you and kind of what you do, where you're at, everything like that, man. Let the audience know.
Ooh, where do I begin? That is the question. So, yeah, my name's Ruben. I am 25 years of age, so still young, still a baby, I'd say anyway. I've been a personal trainer for around 9, 10 months now, coming up to a year, so not long at all. Personally, I've been training myself for about 8 years. So since I was like 17 years of age, I've been in the gym, in and out of the gym and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Personally, I would say my first kind of 3-4 years of training, I didn't have a clue what I was doing. I was honestly, it was bad. It was really bad. I was more just training and following my friend's routine and just trying to get results through that. And I didn't really go to the gym for results either, actually. I was just going because it was socializing with friends and it was kind of the thing to do back then.
Yeah, no, it was true.
Yeah, literally. And then when I started getting results, that's when I started to want it more. That's when I started to literally, I got addicted. So I didn't really follow any plans. I was just kind of training, doing what my friends doing, and I picked up little things over the times, over the ways and stuff like that. So. But yeah, that's me pretty much.
And why did you get into the fitness industry, to be fair? Was it mainly because of kind of, as you started to see results, you're like, oh, this is something I wanted to do? Did you have another career path that you wanted to go down?
To be honest, I had two main intentions. Growing up, I found my love for the gym. When I started getting results, I started training body parts, and then, for example, my arms started to grow, I used to get compliments and stuff, and I was like, okay, this is pretty cool. I like this. I might follow through with this. And another thing, as I was growing up, going through like kind of college and uni and stuff, I was doing a public service degree, and I was doing public service at college and stuff like that. Cool. And my main kind of aim was to join the fire service. So at the end of the day, my main two paths were to go through their sort of routes, like through either the fitness route or like the public service route, and see where I end up. But both jobs are to do with people, and I'm a people person.
Yeah.
Kind of helping people, and I like kind of working with people. I'm a team player.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up doing sports and stuff, like we probably played football back in the day.
Yeah, we did.
And stuff. So yeah, I've always been like a team player, and that's me.
Cool. 100%. And where did you first originally start? Where was your first personal training job?
So call it a year ago, or 10 months ago, I started at a pure gym. As soon as I finished uni, I had a little side job just to kind of pay the bills off that I kind of spent all my money at uni. So I had to get a quick job as soon as I come out, and I got bored of it. I was employed, I got bored of it, and I was like, I can't do this anymore. Sacked that off, and I was like, I've been meaning to kind of get my PT certificate, and people have been telling me to get it for a while, and it's not that I didn't want to do it, it's just that I've been putting it off, and I thought now is like the perfect time to do it. And to date, I haven't looked back, and it is the best decision I've ever made in my life. So I quit my job, literally quit it, and I booked a 8-week intensive. Was it 8 weeks? Yeah, 8-week intensive course.
Yeah.
6 weeks, 8 weeks, one of the two. Intensive course with a company, got my personal training certificate. Mm-hmm. And then I was training at a gym near me in Surrey.
Okay.
And they even before I even got my personal training certificate, they were offering me jobs. I got a job there already, so I already knew I had a job before I even got my qualification. So that was a benefit. That was a plus.
Was that Pure Gym as well, or was that another, or was it another one?
Pure Gym. That was Pure Gym. Oh, so cool. I've only worked at two gyms.
Yeah.
Pure Gym was the first one that offered me the job.
Yeah.
In the area, I was training there for like a year before.
Mm-hmm.
I done my certificate, and everyone knew me and stuff. And the manager was just like, "Yeah, I know you're going through your stuff. As soon as you get your certificate, give me a call, and you've pretty much got the job already. You haven't even come to an interview and stuff." And I was like, "Okay, cool, mate.
I'm all right for that."
Yeah, definitely. So done that over the 8 weeks, and then got my certificate and went to Pure Gym and pretty much signed up. And got cracking straight away.
Oh, cool. So I've just been looking at your Instagram whilst we've been talking there as well. So tell me where the kind of saying comes from. Is it, what's your main saying? It's something like,
don't wish for it, work for it.
Tell me a little bit more about that.
That is something I have always kind of instilled in myself and other people. So
okay.
A lot of people kind of, they want everything, but they don't want to work hard for it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And yeah. I've literally thought that's one of the things where if I tell people it, they will take it in and they'll understand that it's not just about kind of, oh, I wish I could do this, I wish I could do that. If you put your mind towards it, you could honestly probably get it.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of you just kind of digging deep and taking a risk. Yeah. A lot of people in this day and age are just scared to take risks in life.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest risks I took, it wasn't really a risk actually, it was just more, I thought, why not kind of thing,
yeah.
Was this job which I've got at the moment at Grenade.
Mm-hmm.
So people probably know about it. They've obviously got their supplements and stuff like that, and they've obviously opened the gym up in Chichester.
Cool.
And bearing in mind, this is about an hour away from where I live.
Yeah, it's far.
So if I'm going to try and get a job at Grenade Fit in Chichester, and it's an hour away from where I live, and the gym which I was working at that time, Pure Gym, was 15 minutes drive.
Mm.
It's kind of a big risk, right?
Yeah, massive risk.
A little bit of a big risk. Obviously, that would have been my full-time, well, it is my full-time job now to date.
Yeah.
And it would have been the hour commute, which was the big risk.
Yeah, definitely.
No one wants to travel an hour every day to kind of their full-time job, you know?
Yeah.
So I knew kind of getting this job, I would have had to move down.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was in Surrey, I was living with my parents and stuff like that. So it was a big, big risk. And at the moment, I kind of, I managed to take the risk. I managed to get the job.
Yeah.
And where I'm at now is at the gym, and I've moved to Chichester. So I've got a flat in West Sussex.
Yeah.
And everything's kind of on the way up, really.
Living the high life.
Living, definitely, mate. Definitely, definitely, definitely. Honestly, I would not kind of turn back for anything, and I don't regret anything.
Yeah.
And again, don't wish for it, work for it. And I feel like I've worked hard to get myself in this position now. Yeah. So.
Well, when we go down right at the end, of course, we'll put out the social media, and everyone can see how much you work for it. So they'll see exactly what you mean by what you just said.
Yeah.
And like you said, one of the biggest things is, but from where you say don't wish for it, work for it, is the biggest thing you see is people scared. They're scared of change. They're scared of not necessarily sometimes the change in food, the change in the training. Sometimes they're scared of the environment might change. They're scared of their mates leaving them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's massive, but you know, that's why you work sometimes on, instead of sometimes working on nutrition or training, you work with them on their mindset a little bit, and everything falls
definitely
into place.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. That's literally how it is in this day and age. It is all about mindset, just changing kind of habits and routines, and people adhere and they'll follow and stuff like that. So it's good. It's good.
Exactly. So we'll move on to the next part. So I kind of, you know, you've seen kind of, people kind of see your Instagram, they'll see you going out to stuff like Nando's. Taco Bell's is your favourite, innit?
Mm-hmm. That's one of them. That's up there, mate. Definitely.
Have you seen the new one in Woking?
Yeah, I saw that. Definitely. Yeah, I've been... Woking's changed, man. Woking's not the same place anymore.
That is
glad
it.
I've moved out of there.
it's
not going to lie.
It's turning into Hounslow, mate.
And that's it, to a T. Literally.
That's not good.
It's not good.
No.
I need to sort that out, man. I'm glad I'm away from that area.
I bet it's so nice where you live.
Oh, it is. It's not too bad, honestly. Definitely. Made the right decision.
A little bit jealous. Don't rub it in.
I try not to, bro.
Cool. So because of that, what's your kind of thoughts, and you can take this in terms of kind of clients as well, what's your kind of thoughts on nutrition in regards to stuff, you know, this whole kind of, if it fits your macros, clean eating kind of brigade, you kind of live in the middle, you kind of, what kind of, is there a camp that you go to, or is it, you kind of, both?
So, it depends. People can, there's obviously positives and negatives.
Yeah.
Positives being, if you kind of abuse it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, positive. No, that's not positive. That's a fucking negative.
That's a negative.
Yeah. So, as long as you're not kind of like anal about your macros, then if it fit your macros, can work with you. But if you're kind of anal in regards to you want to hit your protein, your carbs, your fats, then that won't work. That won't work if it fits your macros. But other than that, me personally, I do more intuitive eating, as you probably told, you probably can tell from what you were saying earlier with me going to places like Nando's and Taco Bell and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's not just about, if it fits your macros. It's about knowing what to eat and when to eat and stuff like that.
Okay.
Not exactly to a T.
Yeah.
But it's important to have that mindset where you don't have to stick to a certain kind of regime and schedule in order to get results, if that makes sense.
Yeah, of course. Because the main thing we'll see, I'll see it, you'll see it, if I put up an Instagram story, we all kind of see snippets. So I'm guessing, you might have the Nando's or you might have Taco Bell's, and again, they're not bad at all. And some people might think, is you'll have all them other meals that you have as well, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so my diet would literally consist of, I like eating good food. I'm not going to say healthy, because healthy is good, and people break to like diet and stuff like that as like, you have to eat salad or something crap like that. No, it's not like that.
Rabbit food.
Yeah, that's it. That's literally it. But my diet generally consists of relatively good food, mainly chicken, because that's what I like. Do you know what I mean? Like, people think that, I have to eat rice, broccoli and chicken in order to get in the best shape of my life. No, it's not like that. It's about knowing how many calories you should be on and working around it. Obviously, there is things which are higher in calories, which will get you to your calories quicker. But there's things which you can eat in order to not sacrifice things you like in order to still enable you to get good results, if that makes sense.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Man, it's not just about, I can't eat this, I can't eat that, because the things that you think you can't eat are the things you're going to want to eat, you're going to crave it throughout. So it's important to include things into your meal plan that you do enjoy eating, but again, in moderation. Moderation is the key, and people don't understand moderation is fine, and having a balance and moderation is the key.
Perfect. But it was like what you're saying, it made me think a little bit. You ever heard of the white polar syndrome or the black cat syndrome thing? I don't think it's a syndrome.
No, I haven't,
It's kind of, if you say to someone, again, this is something I came across from one of the coaches that I'd worked with before, and he said that it's something along the lines, it might not be the right thing, but it's, if I say don't think of a black cat, what do you think of?
Yeah, black cat, 100%.
You know, if we say to someone, don't eat this, automatically they think, I'm going to eat it.
It's like with when there's a big red button in front of you and it says, don't push it, what's the first thing you're going to do?
Exactly.
You're going to want to flip it and push it, right?
Donald Trump.
Exactly.
I hope this doesn't go all the way over to America, because I'm screwed.
We'll see. You never know, man.
Yeah. We'll all know, because I'll be in prison.
Yeah, mate, he'll send them over to get you. That's what it is.
You know, the funny thing is, he possibly wouldn't know.
Course, mate, of course.
That guy's a nutcase.
He's got issues.
So, next part, let's move on. So, everyone, of course, like I said, we're going to put on your kind of social media and accounts and everything like that.
Yeah.
Everyone will see your transformation, and it's a big transformation.
My personal one, yeah.
Your personal one.
Yeah,
yeah, we'll talk about your client ones in a minute, but your personal one is a big, big transformation. Right? What would you say was the biggest thing that you learned from that transformation? What would you say that was also the biggest thing that got you that transformation?
That's good. I like that. Basically, where do I begin again? So, honestly, the biggest thing I learned from the transformation is you don't have to do X amount of cardio in order to get the best results possible. That's what I didn't think that. I thought, this is going to be the most convenient way to do it. And it's the easiest way to burn calories is just doing things that that are easy to kind of get your heart rate up and burn X amount of calories. And I found out that is you don't need to beast yourself. You don't need to kill yourself off in order to get the best results possible. Yeah. So that's one of the biggest things I've learned. Definitely, definitely. What was the other question? Sorry.
Very good point.
So the biggest thing I learned and...
Biggest thing you learned and what would you say was the biggest thing that contributed to you getting that result? Was it...
Okay. So I should have started with the other one. So the other, I should have started with that one first. So the biggest thing that contributed to me getting the results was my adherence.
Okay.
Followed through. I had a goal in mind as well.
Yeah.
So I knew that I had something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. It was a photo shoot. It was a photo shoot at my gym, which I'm at now, Grenade.
Yeah.
It was kind of before I knew I had the job as well. I booked it because I wanted to compete. The main thing is I wanted to compete.
Yeah.
I thought I wasn't ready yet. So I booked a photo shoot to see how I look. Mm-hmm. And by me knowing I've got something booked on, I stuck to everything I kind of had planned out for me in regards to my workouts, my nutrition, and just staying on top of things. I knew that if I did fall off, then I'm going to have shit photos, and I didn't want shit photos. I wanted people to see that if you do stick to things consistently, you can still get the results you want.
Get the end result, right?
The thing which is probably going to shock you the most is I've done it all in 6 weeks as well. So if you do go on my Instagram and you see the picture, you'll see that the transformation was only in 6 weeks. Again, I did abuse the cardio factor.
Yeah.
And when I do compete or when I do, that was a secret. When I do my next kind of weight loss or fat loss kind of phase, I won't be doing as much cardio because of my knowledge base now. I'll know other ways to get me in great shape.
Instead of slugging it around on the treadmill.
Apart from that.
So that's ideal because now people can take away from that and kind of learn.
Exactly.
Learn from that kind of, you know, it's about kind of putting it in at the right time, I guess.
Yeah.
Would you say?
Yeah, 100%.
I never knew it was in 6 weeks neither.
Yeah, it was only in 6 weeks, man. I was like, yes, I need to get in the best shape of my life and I need to do this in 6 weeks. That's when my photo shoot's booked and head in the game, Ruben, let's do this. And I managed to,
smash it up.
Four picture as well. I'm so happy I did.
Could you imagine you didn't?
Yeah, I know. I would have been like, oh, I've got nothing to show for it now. But yeah, it's good. And I did.
Would you say, kind of going a little bit off topic from where we were meant to go, would you say that kind of helped out with your kind of, I won't say public eye because that sounds really celebrity, but your exposure in the fitness industry, would you say that kind of helped?
Yeah, I think it did. People by people, and if you can show to people that you can transform yourself, then they're more likely to believe and believe you that you can transform them as well. So that did help me, definitely. Being a kind of new personal trainer, it's hard to kind of sell yourself as such because you haven't got anything to justify why you can get them their results. So by me having a transformation myself, bearing in mind I was only like 4 or 5 months into personal training, people kind of understood and they could see that I can do something half decent at least.
Half decent.
Yeah.
Decent.
That was good. So yeah, man. I think that's why I like that. I like it. It helped me out a lot. It did. Not gonna lie.
That's cool. So let's kind of go through because I know when people look on your Instagram after this is you kind of do the 8-week transformation. I see a lot of that. I know you possibly do longer ones as well, but you see a lot about the kind of 8-week transformation. Tell the audience a little bit about that, and if they can find out how to get onto it, how can they?
Yeah, definitely. So my 8-week transformation is part of Grenade and it's part of me as well.
Okay, cool.
In regards to you sign up to 8 weeks, 8 weeks is not too long and it's not too short. And it's a perfect amount of time for people to get in the best shape of their life as long as they adhere to something. Yeah. So obviously during the 8 weeks, you get signed up to an app.
Okay, cool.
And you get given a nutrition plan, you get given a workout plan, and you have check-ins. So you have your weekly check-ins where you're checking with me and we update pictures, measurements, and weight. And then I adjust accordingly. So depending on how you're doing or how you've done that week, I would adjust accordingly to how I think things should go. Again, that is down to my judgment, my call. Let's just say 95% of the time it works, as you can probably tell when you do look at my Instagram and stuff like that. So I do like to post all my stuff on there, but I have got a website coming which will have more transformations on there, because I do take on like a fair amount of clients and they all get some really good results, and I don't want to put them all at once on Instagram. So I do the really good ones, the people that really, really stand out from the group that I get.
Is that all online or is it face-to-face?
Majority is face-to-face. I like working face-to-face with clients, but there is a small percentage which is online as well. So it does go to show that you don't have to kind of be local in order to speak to me and get your results you want. You can do everything online as well, which works just as well. Again, we can have, like, for example, what we're doing now, chats online and stuff like that, where we can talk about how things are going. If you don't want to just check in, if you like that kind of talking where we're just kind of chatting online like this. And yes, it's good. It's good in the sense that you've got that accountability, which is where people fail. It's easy for me to, or for anyone even, to write out a plan and be like, you're paying me £100 for this, go and do it and you get the results of your dreams, kind of thing. It's all about having that accountability where you've got someone to kind of hold you to it or to speak to, and then they can make sure that you're staying on track and you're actually following through. And that's where that's where a lot of personal trainers fail, because they haven't got that communication in front of things. They don't really have that communication where they're talking to their clients, checking in and tracking their progress and stuff like that, whereas I pretty much have. So
is that weekly check-ins that you do?
So online is every fortnight, and face-to-face it will be once a week.
Once a week. And do you use kind of text messaging? Do you text them quite a lot, or use that?
So the communication sort of things, if somebody was struggling at night, they could text me and I would literally reply. I have on the app, there's a messaging where you can talk, email me, and there's so many forms of communication in regards to getting in contact with me. And it's not that people say it's not about the, for example, one-to-one face-to-face training, it's not about the hour you spend with your client, it's about the 23 hours that they don't see you. Do you know what I mean?
That is massive in this industry, and you know, you see it a lot nowadays. Is trainer trains their client for 1 hour, maybe two times a week, and then that client never hears from them unless they're in front of them.
Exactly.
That sometimes gives people like you, me, other trainers who are good at what they do and get transformations and work well with people, bad rap.
Yeah, that's it. So true. And it's so easy to become a PT these days. It's so easy. So you have to literally do things in order for you to stand out. You have to make sure you're following things. You have to make sure that things are on point. And, you have to be the standout from the group.
Yeah, you have to go that extra mile, as most people would say.
That's it. That's it. And if you do, it pays off. Trust me.
It might not pay off in the short run, but in the long run, people will know you as giving the best service in town.
To a team, man, 100%.
It is from that, like you said, the accountability side of things. That's where everyone lacks. They feel
True. Majority, I'll say at least like 70% of personal trainers lack that accountability. Not gonna lie, when I was at Pure Gym, I didn't have that accountability accountability towards my clients, but I didn't have many very clients.
Yeah.
So now that I've progressed and I've kind of got the knowledge now, I understand what people want. It doesn't happen like that. I was new to the game. I was still learning, but now I've done my research and I've spoke to my clients. I've got some feedback and stuff and I've put kind of it to practice. And now, yeah, things have changed. Trust me. I can proudly admit it and open up to it. Like, it's, everyone makes mistakes.
Exactly.
It's just about learning from the mistakes that you make.
Yeah, you know, we've all been there. Look, you know, I was the same as you. I would have, you know, before I wouldn't have texted, but you're young, you kind of read on it, you learn from it, you build on it, and now people come to you because of that.
That's it.
So, yeah, totally agree, man. Totally agree. And you do see your service build, you see your clientele build because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a small thing that trainers or people can do. It's crazy that people don't.
Literally, the littlest thing, it makes a huge difference. It's just that one text message, and then boom, they're like, oh my God, he cares about me, or she cares about me, you know? Just that little text message makes their day, your client's day, I promise you.
Yeah, exactly. They want to know that you care, and if they know that you care about their result, they start caring about themselves.
Yeah, that's it, that's it.
Yeah, because they don't want us flipping chasing their asses all day.
Exactly.
So, let's finish off, let's wrap it up, because I know you've possibly been at work since crazy times, and I know you possibly want to go 6 in 6 a.m.
6 a.m. Obviously not continuously, I've had my breaks, but 6 a.m. it was the start time.
What time did you finish?
Finished about 2 hours ago.
So about 7-ish.
Yes.
But back in the morning as well. What time back in?
Of course, man. Dedication. But it's not a job to me. It's not a job. Like, I've done jobs and I know what a job is. Trust me. This is not a job. This is fun.
This is love.
Exactly, man. I love doing this.
And as some of you will possibly not know, before we actually got onto this Skype call, we were actually talking about that.
Yeah, literally.
So it's funny. It's weird that it's just come back up.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. It's so literally, oh, man. Honestly, I wouldn't change it for the world. I wouldn't change for anything.
And that's the best thing about being a trainer, man. It's you just love your job. If you love this side of the job, you'll do well, and you'll meet so many great people. I know a lot of my clients, they're still friends. I'm still friends with them. I still talk to them. They might not be my client now. They've kind of gone off. They've learnt from me. They've gone away and started their own training, done it all on their own. But we still chat. We still get on. We'd still meet up.
Yeah, 100%. It's about when people give you their feedback or the information after they've finished the transformation, the challenge, like an 8 or 12 week or 10 week one.
Yeah.
Like the feedback that you get is just, it just makes you want to carry on. That's it. Like, it makes you want to carry on. One of my clients, he had low blood pressure. He was on like 4 or 5 tablets a day and ran stuff like that. And then he, after his 8 weeks, he went back to his doctor. And she basically gave him the all clear, said that your blood pressure is back to normal. You don't have to take any more tablets. And now he loves me.
But that's the most rewarding factor ever.
Exactly.
Sometimes it's not the physical transformation. It's the mental transformation, the health transformation.
That's it, man. 100%. It wasn't even about the physical transformation. It's just getting him back running, being healthy and fit again. And he signed his son up straight away with me. And then, we went from there, man. So it's all good.
Cool, man. So, let's finish it off. Because I know, like I said, you're possibly knackered. I'm knackered. I'm back in at 6. Love that. Yeah. So, let's finish it off. And like you said, we kind of hand out the social media side of things. So where can people find more about what you do, find out a little bit more about you, or find a way that they can possibly message you or anything like that to kind of just get to know you in a way?
So my main platform is Instagram. If you want to kind of spy on me or you want to see what I'm up to or see my transformations, my main platform is Instagram. So that is Ruben Ariku Fitness. That's Ruben Ariku Fitness. Obviously, now to spell fitness. Type that into Instagram and boom, I should pop up and see a nice, handsome black man. You know how it is.
I can agree.
And if you want to inquire about any kind of training, online training or face-to-face training, My face-to-face training from West Sussex in Chichester.
Yep.
Email me on Ruben Ariku. Sorry, Ruben.fitness, which is Ruben.fitness, FITNESS, at hotmail.com.
Cool, perfect. So what I'll do as well, I'll tag them all into the podcast notes as well.
Sure.
No so make it nice and easy for the ones that didn't hear it properly.
Yeah, sure.
But if you didn't hear it properly, just keep on rewinding it and then play it, rewind it and play it.
Yeah, that's it. Trust me, it's worth it.
Exactly. Trust me, everyone, it is. And there we go, man. So everyone, that is Ruben. I hope you all enjoyed the show. It was a good one. It was good to chat, man. Again, we haven't spoke for ages.
It's like a little catch-up for us as well, isn't it?
It literally is. So, that's the wrap, guys. I hope you all enjoyed. We'll possibly get Ruben back on again because it's actually been really fun having you on, man.
Yeah, man. It's been a good crack. But, yeah, thank you for having me on, man. I appreciate it. Really do.
Cheers, buddy. It's been brilliant. And I know everyone will love the show, so it's going to be cool, man.
Hope so, man. I look forward to seeing what you have installed for the future as well. I know you've got big things planned. You come up with the spontaneous things and you just, boom, go ahead with it. All guns blazing. So, well done, man. Honestly, I rate you highly for podcasts.
Cheers, man. Thank you very much. It just means a lot.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
All right, bro.
Cool. Take care, all right?
Take it easy, mate. Bye.
Take care, bye.